on for Mersey Seafoods. I have no changes to the agenda to propose this morning. Are there any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, a motion would be in order to accept the agenda as circulated. So moved, Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Raymond Fisk. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have no presentations today. Under tabling of petitions, we have no petitions. Are there any petitions to be filed today? Second call for petitions. Third and final call for petitions today. We have no petitions today. Under 5.0, public question comment session, would there be anybody in the gallery that would like to speak today? Please state your name and address and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Leon Robinson, College Street, Liverpool. Just a couple of things for me at the moment. First of all, I noticed on the radio recently, yesterday, with respect to the child care living center, learning center up in Mount Pleasant School, which, as you know, announced some time ago that the school was going to be eliminated. And apparently, it's on there that their grant is held up because they don't have any place to go. My understanding was that the tenants that were there will be looking at possibly maybe space in the call center down here and so on, because that wasn't fully utilized. And I was just wondering
it's my understanding, Leon, that two of the clients at the former Mount Pleasant School have found locations and will be relocated by the end of this month. The food bank has a location in mind, but will, of course, avail themselves of the municipal support through free rent until they're ready to move. The daycare is still looking, to my understanding, for a location.
This is what I understand, and apparently it's affecting their grant that they had, the provincial grant to continue to operate, according to what was in the press yesterday. Also, the Mount Pleasant, the budget there, the J Roads, the Pleasant Avenue, you'll be cautioning that to have that redone. I'm making sand seal along to it now, coming across from the high school there. And cautioning there, is that going to be still sand seal or is it going to be asphalt?
The last time I looked, it was pavement, and it's intended to be repaved.
I was wondering, because the sand seal only lasts for a certain amount of time, and you have 13 buses that go over that every day, because I count them on the bus on my place, and we have to go over the Pleasant Hour or Pleasant Avenue. Under the one further thing, if my 5 minutes is not up, under the 5-year capital budget, as we talked about before there, the replacement of the facility Hills and Acres that's presently located in Middlefield, and that's scheduled for not this year, but for next year for replacement. Just a thought there, as I mentioned this before, perhaps maybe when you replace it, maybe it should be closer to town or in an area which is more populated and so on.
have these in place now, and we do have a number of people that are, if not in age, and look potential for an heart attack or something is there, and we'd like to get one installed in our organization as well. Also wanted to make the council aware of one of the items that we have down there is Project Lifesaver. It's something that all of the teams in Nova Scotia have, and this is a system that is used to locate clients who are part of the program, and the clients would be personnel who have Alzheimer's or dementia, or children with dyslexia, not dyslexia, children with autism. The system, if they become a client, there's a $300 fee for the year, and then there's a $25 fee for monthly maintenance for battery maintenance. And if they tend to wander, they still live at home and they tend to wander, then we can go out and we can locate them. And if they decide to travel any place in Nova Scotia, wherever they travel to, if they get lost in that area, then the team in that area would be able to go out and locate them once they receive the person's profile and the transmitter frequency that they have been issued to them. So this is an asset to the community. Right now we don't have any clients. We have four people who are qualified as ESS operators, and our ground search team supports the organization as well. So I just wanted to put that up there and make sure it's one of our ways of making sure that everybody in the community knows what we have to offer. And one of the things that we have been dealing with in the past and recently, there's been two occasions where the fire department has been called to address something that should have been addressed to ground search and rescue. There was two incidents where boaters were lost or didn't report back in, and the fire department was called to go out to retrieve them. Now, the only people that call us out are the RCMP, but the emergency call out place in the valley, 911 calls go out to EMS and go out to the fire department as well as the RCMP. And the fire department have been addressing a couple of calls that we feel should have been addressed to ground search and rescue. But that's the RCMP's call, and the emergency call assistance responsibility, I guess, to determine. And one other thing, Mr. Mayor, with reference to ground search and rescue, we are an emergency service to the region, and we were wondering whether or not on that status, whether we would be entitled to the same kind of annual funding that the fire department gets. We are entitled to the same discount for federal and provincial government for tax exemption as the fire department are, because we are 24/7. We're just not emergency response, an emergency service. And we were wondering whether or not it could be a percentage of what the fire department gets that we could also get as support for our organization.
Well, thank you for your comments today, Kerry, and thank you for the ground search and rescue service which you provide to Queens. It's very important. I've made note of the issues you have raised, and internally we'll have a discussion with staff and be back to discuss with you and your organization as to how we move forward.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery today would like to speak?
Bill Fox, 121 Dodd Road, White Point. I have a couple of items, Mr. Mayor, just a clarification. Firstly, in regard to the job descriptions for the Economic Development Department, Section 6 refers to tax system changes. I'm just wondering what that might entail, and also in Section 12, development and commercial use of the local waterfront to facilitate use and marketability to business and parks. Perhaps I have some clarification on those, and then if I have time, I'll have a couple more questions.
I'm up to speed on number 6. Which was the other number, Bill?
12.
There is a discussion within the province of Nova Scotia and some municipal units as to whether there is an ability to provide property at a discount. There is a present requirement that we proceed to sell properties at full market value. As those discussions proceed within the province, we would of course want the region of Queens to be represented at that table, and that would be part of the requirement there in Section 6. As far as number 12, we also need someone to coordinate initiatives as we move forward. And for those areas, number 12 would allocate the responsibility to this individual position.
And a couple of items, if I may, in regard to the budget. I notice that the there is no change in the rental for the call center, and we're basically paying out double what we were receiving for rent. And I'm just wondering if there's any moves afoot to try and deviate some income from the empty space there, because that is quite an amount that's being put on there. On the call center. And nextly, in regard to Queen's Place, I noticed that our projected revenues are down by $160,000. It was hoped that when the new board of directors was in place that we may see a reduction in the deficit. However, by $45,000 reduction in ice rentals and $125,000 in special events. That's a substantial portion of our rentals, and I'm just wondering what steps have been taken on those. Perhaps you could answer those in that time I have another question.
Regarding the call center, we have a lease agreement which will be in effect for several more years. We're limited in that respect for revenue. We are looking for additional tenant in that building. We have that property listed as a leasing ability on Turner Drake Commercial Leasing. So we are looking actively for someone to fill that space and increase the revenue. As far as the ice time and the rental income at Queen's Place, it's been a issue of concern for a number of months now. We have individuals and associations that have rented ice. They're very innovative. They have decided that rather than rent the entire ice surface twice, they've decided to divide the ice surface, rent it once, and split the cost between two associations. So that has had an impact to some extent, but also the privateer hockey team was not in the games to the end, which has again reduced some of the income there. So it's up and down a little bit. The Queen's Place Advisory Committee, new terms of reference, creating a board is expected when they're in full swing later in the year to address these issues and provide recommendations as to how we can improve this expenditure and profit lines of Queen's Place.
And then under the law enforcement, I see there's a $60,000 increase in the salaries for building inspection and fire inspection. Does this mean that we're changing the personnel in that particular department?
No, what it means is that in the municipal world, building inspectors and fire inspectors are very difficult to obtain. There's a shortage within Nova Scotia. We are anticipating at some point down the road we will have a retirement, and we're pre-planning on vacancies that will occur while we hopefully have the chance to pull in a new incumbent as an employee. That may not occur in this budget year, but we're budgeting for that. Availability of individuals will be the issue.
Okay. And in planning other on page 16, I know that a budget item there for $100,000 for a planning project reserve. Information on that item?
Municipal planning strategy review, we have been allocating $20,000 per year into a reserve for that planning process. There currently resides $60,000 in that. We will be taking that amount plus the balance to reach, I think, $110,000 to assume the document during the 2018-19 budgeting process, with a follow-up to that review continuing in 2019-20 to finish it. during budget deliberations in our public meetings, it was raised by council that a branding exercise for the entire region of Queens would be appropriate. It was agreed to add that into the budget process. It will include professional assistance to develop a brand for the entire region of Queens, as well as some follow-up promotion.
And if I may just one more question. Page 19 under parks and playgrounds, there's an expenditure there for the Lakeville waterfront of $90,000. Is this part of the remediation of the flood control at that particular location?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Any other member of the gallery would have a question today? Well, thank you for your comments and your questions. Very appreciated. There'll be much more on the budget issue following up in this meeting this morning. We have meeting minutes that were circulated for the regular council meeting of April the 10th, 2018. Are there any errors or omissions in the minutes of circulated? Hearing none, a motion to approve the minutes of circulated would be in order. Moved by Councilor Mew, seconded by Councilor Fisk. Any discussion? Any questions?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing to bring forward today under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. Nothing today under 8.0, economic development. Under corporate services, we have 9.1. Cost sharing of J Class Road, Pleasant Avenue, Mount Pleasant. Who would like to take the lead on 9.1? Councilor Fairley.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize entering into the 2018-19 cost shared paving program for paving subdivision J Class Streets with the Nova Scotia Department of Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal for Pleasant Avenue, Mount Pleasant, Queens County at the total municipal cost of $25,000. And that the mayor and the chief administrative officer be authorized to execute the agreement on the council's behalf.
Seconded for that motion? Councilor Fancy? Is there any discussion or questions or comments on that item as previously circulated? Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Under 9.2, we have Director of Economic Development job description. We have a recommendation here. And it should be noted that in the document circulated with the job description, at the very end of that document, it states the salary range in the document that accompanied this recommendation being range 16. That should correctly be range 15. Is that correct, CAO? So please amend the salary scale range to 15. So who would like to take the lead on 9.2? Councilor Fisk?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the revised Director of Economic Development job description attached.
Seconded for that motion? Councilor Mews? Any discussion on that issue? Councilor Johnson?
The only thing I'd like to suggest that from this, you know, it speaks of this is a general outline. And by putting these duties in place, hopefully we get the proper candidate for this. This is a director's position, and this person's going to direct what they see we're doing. So hopefully it's not seen as this is a limited, you know, this is kind of like a suggestion of what you would do, but to carry us forward, you know, suggesting this can be stronger, it can't be. It's kind of like suggesting you pull the ripcord if you're parachuting, I guess. But at the end of the day, I think this position has to have enough flexibility to proper position with the proper foresight and take us where we need to go from an economic development perspective.
The paragraph directly following the general duties and responsibilities allows the flexibility for the chief administrative officer to assign other duties as necessary. So I think that flexibility is there.
Yeah, my concern
counsel? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. 9.3, Community Economic Development Coordinator job description. And again, under 9.3, at the end of that job description, under salary scale, there is an amendment to that. The salary scale for this position is range 11, not 10. It's stated there. So please amend your copies to read range 11 on the salary scale. Correct, CAO? Who would like to take the lead on this one? 9.3. Councilor Kelly?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Community Economic Development Coordinator job description attached.
Seconded for that motion? Deputy Mayor DeFlyer? Any discussion on this issue as the circulator? Deputy Mayor DeFlyer?
I know for the benefit of those in the gallery today and also understanding the difference between the two positions. Under the community economic development position, it's also includes people that are, or the job description includes more community involvement with organizations and like sort of the grassroots of community economic development compared to the job description of the economic development director. Is that person who would be responsible for attracting larger businesses and sort of going out and spreading the good word about what's available here in Queens. To give people a difference between the two.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Mm-hmm. Any other councilor? Councilor Johnson?
What effect does this have on existing staff? Are they going to have to reapply for their jobs? Or?
I would defer that to the CAO.
No, it's simply just a change of job title and the job duties that are in this proposed job description more accurately reflect the work the individual actually does now, as opposed to the current job description doesn't. So it's just simply a clarification of job responsibilities and just a changing of the job title to more accurately reflect the job.
Okay. Thank you. Any other councilman? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
But there will be advertising for community economic for an economic development director.
The other position is currently vacant, that's correct.
Any other councilor on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Thank you. So we have nothing today under 10.0, engineering and works. Under 11.0, finance, we have a fair amount of business to conduct today. And before we begin that, welcome our director of finance, Jennifer Keating-Hubley, to the presentation desk.
And can I just clarify one more thing, too? A question from the gallery on the large decrease in the revenue amount for Queens Place. $100,000 of that was the concert amount changing from the previous year's budget, and there would have been an equivalent amount decrease in the expenses on the other side. So overall, decrease in that deficit was $60,000, not the $160,000.
Thank you, Jeff. Budget deliberations have lasted a number of months within the region of Queens, and it's been a very strenuous and busy time for all of us. We've had several public meetings whereby the residents have been enabled to sit and listen to the discussions on budget deliberations. I certainly would like to thank our CAO, Chris McNeil, and our Director of Finance, Jennifer Keating-Hubley, who have led the major portion of this effort. Also would like to thank councilors and our staff in the region of Queens who have also been very involved in this process. So I have some overview comments that I would like to give at this time, and then after that we will move into the actual motions. Since 1996, the Region of Queens Municipality has been admired across Nova Scotia because of its foresight and leadership in governance and structural change. That change has not come easy, but our community has been the beneficiary of great results because of amalgamation. Success has occurred due to our willingness and desire to invest in our community and our people. Today, after many years of reducing costs and trimming budgets, we are looking to the future and investing in our infrastructure,
investing in our readiness for business developments, investing in our communities, investing in our community groups, investing in our safety and environment, and investing in our council and staff. This budget is about investments that are important to our residents, foster growth in our economy and population. Our revenue each year is derived mainly from residential and commercial taxation. Queens, like almost every other community in Nova Scotia, outside of Halifax, achieved only modest assessment growth in 2017. In Liverpool, being District 13, residential assessments decreased 1/3 of 1%, and commercial assessments decreased nearly 12%. Resource assessments increased 28%. However, resource taxation in Liverpool is only able to generate a minimal amount of tax, as vacant lands are not plentiful. Outside of District 13 and the rest of Queens County, residential assessments are up 1.83%. Resources assessments are up 0.03%, and commercial assessments are down 4.84%. The revenue we expect to receive from both provincial and federal governments this year are anticipated to be on par with last year. Our budget reflects an increase in revenue of $153,211 from solid waste contracts with Shelburne County, which accurately reflect usage from last year. Our previous budget was based on only a partial year's sale of service from 2016 to 17. With this increased revenue also comes an increased operating cost for staff at our clean solid waste management facility to process that waste. Additionally, we are budgeting an increase of $43,891 in commercial solid waste fees. Several years ago, our uncollected taxes amounts rose to unacceptable levels and have begun to decline slightly due to increased tax sales and tax collection efforts. These outstanding amounts are still too high, and Council has set a goal of decreasing its uncollected taxes from nearly 14% to 7.5% by the end of this fiscal year. If we are successful, then we expect our interest revenue on taxes to decrease by $15,000 in 2018-19. Last year, Queen's Place hosted two large concerts and budgeted to break even on both events. This year, we are only budgeting to host one large concert. A second large event, World Junior Curling Championship, is being hosted by a local host committee in February 2019. Accounting rules require public sector bodies to budget the full costs of both revenue and expenses. Therefore, our revenue shows a reduction of $100,000 by only hosting one concert, but our expenses are also reduced by the same amount. Additionally, Queen's Place will see a reduction in ice time booked in this year's fiscal year because of efficiencies by some of our users and reductions in rentals commencing in 2017 for a variety of reasons that are outside the control of the facility. While we work aggressively to find additional uses to replace this lost revenue, we cannot budget for it at this time. This reduction in revenue is budgeted at $160,340. Last year, Council chose to transfer money from its reserves to balance the budget in order to avoid raising taxes. That amount was $55,000. Total operating revenues in 2018-2019 are projected at $19,769,483, a $483,758 or 2.5% increase over the previous year. This is partially the result of significant new investments on the expenditure side of the budget, which Council wishes to advance and invest in this year. Based on the low increase in assessment, an increase in the tax rate is required to pay for these investments. That amount is factored into the proposed tax rate increase. On the expenditure side of the budget, Council has chosen to make significant investment in many areas. While our employment numbers fluctuate from month to month, the budget will only see an increase of one new full-time equivalent. Two new positions are being created in public works and building fire inspection, while one position has been eliminated in administration. One of Council's commitments this year is to reinvest in itself, with an approximate additional $23,000 in new training funding to allow more Council members to attend Union of Nova Scotia Municipalities and Federation of Canadian Municipalities conferences and training sessions. Additionally, council will invest another $15,750 from its administrative budget to support the ongoing development of a transit service for Queens County. Policing services are expected to increase 1.3% in 2018-19, and this will cost residents $2,059,900, being an additional $26,435 this year. We are very fortunate to have the excellent level of service that we have in our community with our local RCMP detachment. This increase is lower than in many previous years. Also, council has committed $5,000 in the budget to continue our support for the senior safety coordinator position at the local RCMP office. Council is pleased again this year to continue to provide significant funding to our fire departments and other emergency service providers. We will once again provide the fire departments with $327,637 in operating funding and an additional $215,000 in capital funding. Total fire funding from all budget areas totaled $626,774. Funding to both Queens County Ground Search and Rescue and West Queens First Responders will continue with the same amounts as last year. In the area of roads, council has agreed to cost share on the paving of Pleasant Avenue in Mount Pleasant with Nova Scotia Department of Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal. Our cost will be $25,000. To be funded 75% by residents of assessment districts 1 to 12 and 25% on the general tax rate. As well, council will invest an additional $7,500 to paint displays on all municipal sidewalks to increase the visibility of the change in slopes. One of the most difficult areas to accurately budget each year is the expenditure that the region has to contribute to the deficit of the Western Region Housing Authority for affordable housing within Queens. We do not have input into or involvement in their budget, nor are we privy to their expected capital upgrades that are required to be subsidized. Because of large increases in previous years, we are conservatively budgeting an additional increase of $20,000 this upcoming year to bring our contribution to $110,000. One of the largest investments this year will be the complete review of the region's municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw. It was created 8 years ago and is required to be reviewed and updated commencing in 2018. This project is budgeted to cost $100,000 in 2018-19, and we expect it to cost an additional $50,000 to $100,000 in 2019. Significant opportunities will be provided for the public to have their say during this year and into 2019 to provide input into what they want their land uses to be for the next 8 years. Two new initiatives this year will see $50,000 invested in each. The first is a Liverpool and Caledonia facade program to be cost shared with local businesses. This program will be rolled out once program criteria and applications are developed, and it is determined if provincial funding may be available to support this initiative. The second $50,000 is to support a branding program to help the region develop a brand for all of Queens. Currently, there are many brands, slogans, and signage differences throughout Queens, including the South Shore's Great Outdoors, Port of the Privateers, Escape from the Usual, our coat of arms, region's logo, and others. These are confusing not only for visitors, but for our own community. We must do better. Funding is being budgeted to consult with our residents and hire an external expert to facilitate this initiative, which is expected to draw significant public interest. A further expense in this year's budget is $46,000 in additional funding to work more aggressively on economic development initiatives. In the past, initiatives have not been fully pursued because of a lack of financial resources to do so. Four of these opportunities must include new housing potential, broadband for our underserviced areas, doctor recruitment, and replacement of Hillsview Acres facility. There are many others, however, these are only a few. Liverpool is our largest commercial area, and we have not spent enough time planning and developing its future opportunities to maximize its potential for local businesses, visitors, and our residents. To that end, we have applied for provincial funding to support an external assessment of how best to mitigate future flooding problems in the downtown core. We are budgeting $75,000 for this assessment and are also reviewing options to potentially reinstall a railing on the Liverpool Bridge sidewalk. The review is taking place this year, with any decision to install a railing required during budget decisions in 2019-20. Another issue is the availability of a power source in Privateer Park and along the waterfront. A further $10,000 is budgeted this year to advance that project. An additional $5,000 is being invested to develop a design plan with connectivity options for the waterfront and downtown area to allow for a better and more efficient flow of people and vehicles in this area. We require a realistic, focused view of our waterfront area, and this will require input from businesses, residents, and potential developers. As noted previously, our expenditures in Queens Place are down by $100,000 this year, in view of the intention to only host one large concert. And as such, revenues are down by an equivalent amount. Furthermore, we are providing $50,000 in grant funding to the World Junior Curling Host Society as they bring the world to Queens County in February 2019. Queens will benefit from being promoted internationally. Queens Place has been operating now for 6 years, and no changes to the ice and fitness rates have taken place since opening. This year, we'll see a 2% increase in those user fees. We are still amongst the lowest rates in the province. While big numbers draw the most attention in the budget, sometimes the small numbers have the potential to have the most impact. We expect that some of our small initiatives this year will have that result. Council has requested that staff and the new board of directors of the Queens Place and Mirror Center establish a sponsorship program where local businesses or individuals can financially support low-income residents to access Queens Place programs and memberships. Moreover, we will purchase and have available for loan equipment for local residents and visitors to our area to be able to safely use our new skateboard park, which is often stated to be the best in Eastern Canada. As well, we will request donations of used bicycles from residents and seek local partners to refurbish and recondition the bikes you offer to residents free of charge. These are all efforts to increase physical activity in our community by helping to reduce some of the barriers to public participation. A further partnership will see the region work with Autism Nova Scotia to potentially see the development of Nova Scotia's largest inclusive playground to accommodate children of all abilities as well as adults. The region will install a water service as well as other construction improvements to the playground at a cost of up to $25,000. The region has been a wise steward of the financial resources entrusted to it for many years and has been saving each year for future infrastructure projects and community investments, such as upgrades to water and sewer systems and our solid waste management facility. This year, we'll see the municipality set aside $226,683 less to dedicated reserves in order to fund some current year projects. The largest cost in our operating budget each year is our contribution towards provincial education costs. In 2018-19, we will fund education to the tune of $2,812,574, an increase of $44,743 over the previous year. Nearly 25 cents of every dollar in taxes paid by residents is turned over to the province for education payments by the municipality. Our water utility remains a steady piece of infrastructure for parts of our community. Despite the new water treatment facility being only 10 years old, we did experience a serious valve break at the facility in March that caused a day-long interruption to the service. While the facility has been temporarily fixed, the full repair cost is currently being assessed and will be funded fully by the users of the facility from current year operating costs or from one of its reserve accounts. Our water utility is self-funding and has not seen a rate increase since 2004. 14 years ago. We are hopeful that with prudent spending and continued efficient operations, we can maintain the current water rates for several more years. This fiscal year will also see capital investments in water and sewer projects in Liverpool and Brooklyn. Work will commence next week to upgrade water and sewer lines on that portion of Union Street between Main Street and Church Street. This project will total $885,000. Once that project is well underway, work will begin on a new pump station for the Brooklyn Sewer and Water Project later this summer. An addition of a few more sewer connections along Brooklyn Shore Road will incur. This project phase will total $798,000. In order to complete all of the new investments and fund expenditures contained in the 2018-19 operating budget, a tax rate increase is requested for all districts of 2 cents. This is the first increase since April 2016. Unfortunately, our costs continue to increase each year, and the wants and needs of our residents increase as well. To balance both with the new investments this year of over $500,000, we have had to reallocate some funding from other areas and find other ways to reduce costs in order to limit the tax increase to a small amount. To minimize the impact of this increase on those least able to afford it, we are continuing a low-income tax rebate for those earning less than $23,520 per year, with a rebate of up to $250. Last year, 271 property owners took advantage of this program, and we hope more will take advantage of it this year if they are eligible. These property owners may also be eligible for a similar provincial rebate program as well. While our budget only focuses on items that have a dollar value attached to them, our plans and priorities include many other initiatives without a cost or with minimal cost funding within other budget areas. Some of those initiatives this year include looking for partnership opportunities with South Queens Chamber of Commerce, North Queens Board of Trade, meeting with Nova Scotia Department of Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal concerning road improvements throughout Queens, including a discussion about future flooding mitigation and beach erosion at Hunts Point Beach, development of a recreation for all policy, development of a business asset inventory, development of a cultural policy, development of an event strategy, development of an engagement strategy, and development of more opportunities to increase awareness and investments in local businesses. Today is the beginning of a clear strategy of investing more in our infrastructure, investing more in our community, and investing more in our council and staff. Today is the next step in our effort to increase openness in our governance and engagement process. We will be diligent in our daily efforts to be fair and respectful of each other, our staff, and our residents. Our goal is to continue to strive to serve residents of the region of Queens to the best of our abilities. Thank you. So, having said all of that, we will move on to 11.1, Brooklyn Recreation Committee recommendations. Who would like to take the lead on 11.1? Deputy Mayor Brown.
As soon as I find it here. After the big budget papers. Oh,
11.1,
I got it, yeah. Okay. Bear with me. But I must say that was a wonderful speech, Your Worship. Very good. Okay, back to business. I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a 4.5 cent area rate for the Brooklyn Recreation Committee.
Seconder to that, Councilor Kelly. Any discussion on that? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Thank you. 11.1 bracket 2, Brooklyn Cemetery Committee recommendation. Who would like to take the lead?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor McBride.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a 1.5 cent area rate for the Brooklyn Cemetery Committee.
Seconded for that motion, Councilor Fisk. Any discussion on that? Deputy Mayor?
I know that these two organizations have had area rates for the last number of years in our budget, and I just want to commend them on the use of the dollars that has been provided. The the Brooklyn Recreation Committee maintain the Brooklyn Community Hall, the park in Brooklyn, and the Hank Snow Park in Brooklyn as well, and they've done a fantastic job with the very small amount of members. And also the Brooklyn Cemetery Committee with the new acquisition of the cemetery on the old number 3 highway as well. So I really commend them for their efforts for small groups trying to maintain these inner communities.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? And ready for question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It's unanimous. Thank you. 11.1 bracket 3, area rates, recommendation. We'd like to take the lead. Councilor Fisk.
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the area rate being charged to residential, commercial, and sourced assessments, and that a rate and the rates are applied as follows.
Can you read the rest?
Oh, I'm sorry. Assessment district 1 to 12. Assessment account number 10148820 and 10462223. Road levy 75%. Assessment district 13. And assessment accountable numbers 10148820 and 10462223. Debit charges district 13 100%. Road, street, and sidewalk 75%. Equipment costs 75%. Hydrant charges central water system 100%. General paving out of operation 100%. Ball field operation 100%. Assessment district 1356. Hydro charges property connected to the Liverpool Central Water System and that have the ability to connect to the system.
Thank you. Seconder, Councilor Clancy. Any discussion on that? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Any opinions? Thank you. Moving on to 11.1, which is another long one. 11.1. Bracket 4, operating budget and tax rates. Who would like to take the lead on that? Councilor News.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the 2018-2019 operating budget reflecting an operating surplus of $1,315 and expenditures in the amount of $19,780,777. This represents the tax rates for the assessment district 13 and assessment accounts 10148820 and 10462223 as follows. Residential base rate of $1.01 per $100 of assessment plus an area rate of 0.91 cents per $100 of assessment of or 0.78 per $100 of assessment not connectable to the Liverpool Water Utility. Resource base rate of $1 per $100 of assessment and area rate of 0.91 per $100 of assessment or 0.78 per $100 of assessment not connectable to the Liverpool Water Utility. Commercial base rate of $2.11 per $100 of assessment and area rate of 0.91 per $100 of assessment or 0.78 per $100 of assessment not connectable to the Liverpool Water Utility. And that the following represents the tax rates for the assessment districts 1 to 12, the accession of assessments accounts 10148820 and 10462223 as follows. Residential base rate of $1 per $100 of assessment and an area rate of 0.03 per $100 of assessment. Resource base rate of $1.01 per $100 of assessment and an area rate of 0.03 cents per $100 of assessment. Commercial base rate of $2.11 per $100 of assessment and an area rate of 0.03 cents per $100 of assessment. Commercial seasonal base rate of $1.58 per $100 of assessment and an area rate of 0.02 cents per $100 of assessment. And that an area rate of 0.13 cents per $100 $100 of the Residential, Commercial, and Resource Assessment and Assessment Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 that have the ability to connect to the Liverpool Water Utility.
Second, Councillor Fisk. Any questions on that issue? Councillor Fancy.
Yes, this is where I bring it up and get here. Don't mean to cause any kind of confusion or anything. But, you know, when we were down to the meeting yesterday there, when we talked to you and asked him, he's saying that if you're not going forward, sometimes it means raising the rate to be able to go forward, and that some places don't raise rates, and they're allowing the government to try to let see their infrastructure go downhill, and they are always looking for things. But when something I can't agree with, then I have to be able to say it off. That's the way about it. And the page 16 under economic development, under the regional branding and facade program, when our pre-budget discussion, we talked about putting 50,000 into the regional branding and 50,000 into the facade program. I think the facade program is a great thing. It's that we need to be able to make things look better so we can be able to look like we are going ahead community, as we know that things are dull and gray, and it needs to be looked at. The facade program, I understand that we have a lot of things out there, like the port of the privateers. And you look down enough pages, and it's got different things that we could be able to say that we stand for in Liverpool. So you say, well, look, you know, we got to stand for, you know, we got to stop going all over the place and going into some areas. I don't think this directly affects the outside community. Directly affects the more Liverpool area. So the facade, the branding is, with our tax rates going up at 2 cents for the assessment across the board, to spend $50,000 on it, I can't agree with it. I suggested in the pre-budget that we put out $10,000 to be able to go forward and look and see if we get a plan, because we don't really have a plan. And even when you look at a rebranding, if you're going to change it, you even have to change signage and such. So it's a big, it's just only a small tip of the iceberg of how much the overall cost is going to be. And we aren't talking about studies or anything else, we're talking about rebranding. That's what the title of what we're trying to do. So I cannot, so when I suggested $10,000, that would give us $40,000, which would have been the time, because it was only some areas, one to 12 that were over the, it was over 2.5 cents, could have given us the another half cent off, which would have brought us all down to 2 cents. But we ended up taking $50,000 of reserve to make up the difference to bring that down. Well, if we're going to take $50,000 out, I think we should drop the tax rate a half cent, which would be, then we could be down to 1.5 cents instead of 2 cents. So anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm saying, is this a good idea? All these ideas are good, but I just can't. And maybe I'll look at this someday and say I was wrong about it, but I cannot agree with it. Putting another half cent rate really on the rest of the region for a rebranding, which to me would be more of a Liverpool thing than else.
Thank you, Councillor Fancy. Any other councillor have a question or comment? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I have no issue with this motion. I just wanted to clarify, sometimes when you talk about branding as branding, I don't really think that the general community or the taxpayers understand really what that means, and maybe there's time for a change in that. But in the past, even the public and council and all the leaders have been deciding or trying to understand, where do we want to go from here? What type of community do we want? How do we attract more people? And it's a region-wide issue. It's a region-wide initiative. So I really have no problem with trying to develop where we want to go in the future, what we want to do. Do we want to be a retirement community? Do we want to support our youth who are coming here? How do we do all that? And, you know, we really got to get down to the nitty-gritty and decide where do we want to be. And that takes work, that takes effort, and it takes dollars to do that. And I have no issue with that. And I understand where Councillor he's coming from, but I really feel that we've really got to start doing something, and everything has a dollar sign to it.
Thank you. Councillor Johnson?
Thank you. I'll be supporting this motion, and it's unfortunate that we got caught up in the word of branding, because I believe Councillor Fancy answered his own question. We do not have a plan. And what I'm looking at is this investment of $50,000 gives us that plan. Whether you call it a marketing strategy or whatever, brand is just a very small piece. And it is. You have to build the bigger piece to make the smaller piece stronger, and as it works across the provincial boundaries and things like that. And we have to look at that. And the other thing we need to remember as a council, this is a budget. Nothing gets spent out of that budget until it comes in front of us, so we clearly understand how much is being spent, what is it being spent on, and what are our deliverables before we come away from this. So as it being part of a budget item, that doesn't mean we're cutting a blank check to anybody to do anything that we will not have more detail on at a later date. So those are my comments.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other councillors have a question or comment on this item? Councillor Fancy?
Can I ask one other thing? Does a marketing strategy work in this, or is this branding? Can I ask that of you or the CAO?
I'll defer that to the CAO at this point.
At this point in time, the budget item is branding, and so staff will come back and come forward with a proposal as to what that would look like, what the compensation would look like, and some of those specific details. As Councillor Johnson said, we'll come back with a proposal as to what we see to confirm that that's exactly what the council sees and understands, and then at that time we'll go forward with that issue.
Okay.
Any other councillor? Deputy Mayor Flash?
This isn't on this topic, but I just wanted to clarify in the motion itself so that it's an understanding, and it says in the first motion, the assessment district 13 and assessment accounts. Just can you just clarify, and I know what those two accounts represent, and they're excluded from the other rate because of the area 13 rates and the area 1 to 12 rates. Those two accounts are what's over at Queen's Place.
I would ask our Director of Finance, Jennifer Keating Hubie, to explain that to you.
When we originally marketed the properties and the other available land as retail properties over by Queen's Place Marriage Center, we said that those specific assessment accounts would be taxed as commercial, other commercial accounts in the downtown core. So we moved those specifically into District 13 rates. So any of those retail properties that we sell, and now next year the Plaza REIT will also be on that list as exceptions four, we remove them from District 5, which would be the 1 to 12 rate, and we include them in District 13 so that they're taxed the same commercial rate as our downtown core.
Any other councillor? Have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed? It is passed at 6-1. Thank you. Moving on to 11.1 bracket 5, water utility operating budget recommendation. Who would like to take the lead on that? Deputy Mayor Flash.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the 2018-2019 water utility operating budget reflecting revenue of $724,255 and expenditures of $717,679 and a surplus of $6,576, and that Council approves the submission of the 3-year water utility operating budget for the fiscal years 2018-2019, 2019 to 2020, and 2020 to 2021 to the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board.
Seconded for that motion. Councillor Frilly, any discussion on that issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. Moving along to 11.1 bracket 6, capital budget recommendation. Who would like to take the lead on that one? Councillor Johnson?
Sure. I'd like to recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the capital budget for 2018-2019 reflecting expenditures of $1,937,000 to be funded as follows. Long-term borrowing, $798,000, and transfer from reserves, special operating reserve, $25,000, gas tax reserve, $885,000, and
prior to the meeting, I circulated a revised 5 years capital investment plan. The numbers on the far right, the actual totals are accurate. Just, I noticed reviewing the document yesterday, a couple of the subtotals didn't subtotal correctly. So the numbers are all accurate, just the subtotals are off a little bit. So you just have a revised one that just has the accurate subtotal numbers.
Any questions or comments on this item? Councilor Fancy?
Yeah, so I looked at this because I guess really this is the first time I'm really looking at it as a whole, right? And I see the sewer water project going on in Liverpool and Brooklyn, which is, you know, we've got to finish up that project in Brooklyn. But I see in 2021-22, which is our last year as a five-year program, there's nothing in particular in that. And I want to, my big wish is to go back to Milton and be able to revisit where we were. Because we took that up down on the east side of the river, finished that project, and then we went down to Brooklyn, and we've been down there for a long time. I understand there's a lot of volume of people down there, and you need to connect that, but there's a lot of open pipes going into the sewer. So I'd like to see it at 21-22, if you're looking at the west side of the river in Milton is a part of the project that we're looking forward in the fifth year of our five-year program.
Thank you, Councillor Fanson. Any other councillor? Are you ready for the question?
That's a good question. So when I say that, then that means we're going to be looking at that? Or, I mean, what am I saying here?
Every year we look at the capital budget.
Okay. So
every single year.
Okay.
And we need to approve the capital budget,
okay,
be revised or remain the same,
okay,
with another year added at the end. So there's ample opportunity as to what's used this year to discuss that, and there will be next year. Would that be correct, CAO?
Yeah, if I may. So we're required to submit the capital budget every year to the province Department of Fiscal Affairs of 1 year.
Right.
But we're up by legislation through the Municipal Government Act. But we're also required, according to gas tax funding, to submit a five-year capital,
okay,
investment plan. So that's why we have a five-year plan. So every year we keep it keeps rolling. So this year you're only approving in the capital budget. The motion is for 1 year.
Yes.
We're just essentially documenting this is what our intention is for years 2, 3, 4, and 5. We haven't had a discussion about year 5 in the
right
last couple of weeks while we develop the budget. But usually there would be a 5 year plan. So what we'll do is during this fiscal year, we'll have a discussion about years 2, 3, 4, and 5 and add another year on, and then we'll adjust these. Because some of the numbers like Hillview Acres and Broadband and Liverpool Waterfront, those are placeholders. We don't know what those exact numbers will be until we actually go to market to determine what the costs are going to be. So essentially they're placeholders, but we'll update each year, and certainly we can have that discussion about adding, whether it's a Milton project or other projects or other investments.
Absolutely.
On the capital each year as we go for.
So basically we're voting on next year's project with a plan for the funds.
We're voting on this year's project only.
That's right. That's mean, yeah,
this year's
that's
project,
right.
So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I'm pleased to see that we are going with another phase of the Brooklyn sewer water extension. That's been going on for a number of years, and with the pump station in there now, it's really going to service and handle that waste that's coming from Markland Avenue and all down through there. So I'm really pleased to have that included in the budget, and I know the residents are too.
Thank you. Any other council for the comment? Are you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? Thank you.